Tom and Alex on Triple J.
Now, Chitty Bangs, Smash Hit, the opposite of adults, has been getting a lot of airplay here at this radio station, much to the delight of people around the country. And we're now lucky enough to chat to one half of the duo that is Chitty Bang, Noah, a.k.a. Zafoon Jones, producer Zafoon Jones. G'day, Noah. How are you going? Hi.
I'm doing great. How are you?
Really well, thanks. Where do we find you at the moment?
Right now, I'm in the United Kingdom in a city called Bournemouth. We just played a show here. We played in Swansea, Wales last night, and tomorrow we're off to London.
Sensational.
In the middle of like a crazy tour.
And right now you're in your hotel room sort of mixing an album while you're touring.
Yep. We're kind of doing everything at the same time. You know, we're touring and doing press stuff and making the record. So we've got all the beats and Chitty's, you know, laid down to, you know, most of the lyrics. He's put all them down, but I've got my headphones on and my equipment here, and I'm just going to mix the whole record right now.
Can you play us just a little bit? Can you give us just a little bit of a taste?
I can't really give you a taste. It wouldn't do it justice, but best believe this album, you know, it's going to be about half instrumentals, half sampled tracks, and I think it's really going to turn a lot of heads. It's really some amazing stuff. We've got some fantastic guest features that I'm not allowed to tell you about, but when it comes out in August, you guys will be like, whoa.
Do you have so much secrecy? But we're mostly familiar with your sample work at the moment, of course, sampling MGMT, but there's got a few originals as well coming out.
Yeah, definitely.
That's exciting. How do you go about, is this a new step for you guys? Have you until now only used exclusively samples?
Oh, no. If you check out our mixtape that came out back in November, the Swell Express, it's like a good mix. It's mostly samples, but there's some originals on there too. You know, as with beats, I'm pretty comfortable with both. So the samples have kind of given Chitty Bang a kind of distinguished sound and kind of, you know, let us stick out from the masses. But we're really comfortable with both, so expect it on the album.
Yeah, great. I want to ask you about those samples. I was just listening to your recent mixtape, Noah, Air Swells, which features some pretty incredible samples, like this artist like Hot Chip, Gorillaz, LaRue, and Kate Nash all over there. Do you guys get clearance for these samples, or do you just take them and hope that it all works out?
We don't clear the samples. We on free mixtapes, we don't clear the samples. If we're going to give it out for free,
yeah,
you know, we just hope that the artists are okay with it. But if we're going to sell it, like the opposite of adults, you know, which is a single, then we definitely clear it with the artist and with the publisher or the record company, you know, make sure everything's straightened out. But free mixtapes, we just really hope that, you know, no one is bothered. And I think people like it because it kind of opens them up to a new audience, you know. And that was The Opposite of Adults by me and Chitty, known as Chitty Bang.
Bam. On Triple J this morning. We are chatting to Noah. He's in a hotel room in Bournemouth. Whereabouts in Bournemouth is in the UK? I have no idea where it is.
Let's find out. Hang on.
Bournemouth.
It's like the south coast in the middle.
Okay, right. Okay. You have no idea where you are, do you, Noah?
Absolutely none, man. I wake up, I go out, I play a show. But, you know, I know where some stuff is, but Bournemouth is not one of them. Sorry.
I'd be interested to know how you actually hooked up with Chitty. How did you guys meet and collaborate and become Chitty Bang?
Well, last year, not this year, we were, first years at university together. And we met, we had like a mutual friend. You know, he was just really into rapping. I was really into making beats. And we just started making music about like the second or third week of school. Opposite of Adults was like the third song we ever made. And you know, we just kind of took it from there.
And how do you pick which song you're going to sample? Is it a song you really like at the moment? Because a lot of previous, I don't know, acts who do a lot of sampling sort of pick more obscure songs, perhaps. But nowadays, there's a bit of a tendency to pick well-known ones. Do you find that sort of aids you in people enjoying the song, or do you think it's a bit of a hindrance saying these are such great songs, why are these people messing with it?
I really never know. You know, really, the fans kind of pick the single. Like, we put out a mixtape, you know, full of samples. We sampled, you know, MGMT, which is obviously quite popular, but we also sampled, like, you know, Desmond Dekker and Joe Strummer and, you know, artists and Bell and Sebastian, artists that people might not be so familiar with. And we put them all up on the MySpace, and we came back a couple weeks later. You know, every song had, you know, a couple thousand plays, but Opposite of Adults is a couple hundred thousand plays. So we, you know, realized that the fans might have just kind of picked that as the single. And, you know, that's really kind of what we're about, just, like, you know, making people happy with the music and just doing the thing. I mean, Chitty, I sample tons of stuff, you know, whether it's, you know, well known or not. It's really Chitty, you know, whatever speaks to him. And he doesn't really know, you know, that the song's quite popular. He didn't even know who MGMT was when we made the song.
Really?
But, yeah, but I think that, you know, gives it a fresh flavor, you know, because he comes from a totally hip-hop background. It's a nice kind of juxtaposition when it all comes together.
Where is Chitty right now, Noah?
He's out at the club doing his thing, you know. He's getting his party on.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, you're doing hard at work on the laptop.
Yeah.
Oh, so somebody's got to make the record, man.
Okay, get the experiences to get the lyrics, so because he'd be lying if he didn't say he's ripping up shows and partying all night in the lyrics of the song.
That's it.
Exactly.
That's it.
He's got to stick to the story, or else people are going to call him a liar.
If he talks the talk, he's got to walk the walk.
He's got to play the...
So exactly. Is he out there, if he parks cars, is he not paying for the meter when he's out there at the party?
Best believe that none of us are paying for the meter out here.
Oh, shit!
None of us.
Now, there's a lot of hype around you guys now at the moment, around Chitty Bang, and I guess there's a lot of buzz about you guys being the new wave of hip-hop, and like hip-hop has to, you know, broaden its palette and, you know, reinvent itself, I guess, to stay relevant, that point to people like you and Kid Cudi and Wale and that kind of stuff. What do you think of that kind of... that theory that, you know, hip hop sort of going through a new era.
I think things come in cycles, and you know, the kind of Cuddies and the Kanyes of the world have really kind of opened people's ears up, so that when we come along, you know, people are readily, you know, more ready to accept it. But we definitely, you know, would not be where we are without people like Kanye, you know, Kanye West and Cuddy and people like that. And hip-hop and electronic music, it's like the folk music of our generation. It's what kids are cooking up in their basements all around the world. So, you know, now that we've reached an era where kind of everyone can rap and make beats because the technology is available to us, you're going to start to see lots of different kind of crossovers and new genres kind of spring up. And it's just kind of nice to be, you know, in the beginning of that wave, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right. And Kanye actually is a big fan of you guys. He picked you guys up, put you on his blog.
He did put us on his blog.
Have you had a chance to meet the man himself and play some shows?
We have not. You know, we've met some of the artists we've sampled. We've met a lot of rappers, a lot of incredible people. But Kanye West is still someone we have yet to meet, and we are looking forward to it.
Amazing. And how does it feel like being in this situation, meeting all these people who, I guess, heroes of yours because you're sampling the music, but now they think they do really good things, like just being sort of out of university?
I mean, it's been so fast, we almost haven't had a time to kind of stop and think about how quick it's been, but it's been amazing, you know? It's been a great, great experience.
You're with Tom and Alex this morning on Triple J. We're chatting to Noah, a.k.a. Zafun Jones, one half of Chitty Bang. He's in Bournemouth in the UK, which is sort of the south bit, perhaps. We don't know.
That's the voice in the background of Noah's hotel
That's
room.
Where you are. You're playing big festivals over the UK summer, hitting Glastonbury, Leeds and Reading Festival. Any plans to come to Australia, Noah?
You know, we do have some talks in the works. Some show people and some promoters have made some offers. So we're trying to come out. You know, most of the offers have been in September, but I think there's one maybe in the beginning of June. So we'll maybe be out there, you know, sooner than you think. Hopefully. I've never been to Australia. You know, very excited to go.
Cool, mate. Well, thanks for having a chat to us this morning, and we really look forward to the single and the album being released later in the year. And all the best. We'll let you get back to mixing the album. It's a very important thing.
Thank you. Thank you so much, and we'll see you soon.
Cheers. All right, thanks, man.
All right.
Tom and Alex on Triple J.